Hello, it is our monthly book chat with Catherine Lana, and the book we're talking about this month is The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And as I explained earlier on, this is the last one for a little while, so we're going to hang on your every word.
How nice. The pressure's on then.
The pressure, yes.
But you've read this book too, and you were ahead of me. You were ahead of the game with this one.
Because, for once.
But it's topped so many charts, hardback fiction, paperback fiction, and now I think it's audiobooks as well. And I had it recommended to me by so many people, but I really came to it late. I think I was a bit worried that I wouldn't like it as much as everybody else did. But I really loved it. So it's about Nora, who's had a very bad day after a bit of a bad spell, actually, of luck. She's lost her job and her cat's just died. She's single. She feels no direction or fulfillment in her life. And sadly, she decides that she needs to end things. But she finds herself in a library with Mrs. Elm, whom she remembers as her old school librarian. So a blast from the past. But Mrs. Elm tells her that the library is a place between life and death, and it's where Nora can revisit the decisions in her life. So each book in the library is a life that Nora might have had. And when she takes that book down, she steps into the life that she might have led. So it means she can address all her regrets and explore opportunities that she didn't take in her real life. So I think it's a really clever idea, and I found it very well executed. I really believed in everything that happened.
Yeah.
All the events in Nora's life, all her motivations and her decisions seem plausible. And of course, the author raises questions for the reader too, because you can't help but think about how you would be affected if this happened to you, if you could relive these moments, reapproach decisions in your life and see how things might be different. And what do we think is success? What makes us happy? And why do we think necessarily things might be better if we made different decisions?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think that's it, isn't it?
It's a very clever, and as you say, you do believe in it, don't you? Because it would be a bit, I think it'd be a bit trite if it wasn't well written, but it really is. I mean, we can't give away the ending, can we? But I did want it to end the way it sort of did in the end.
Yes, yes. And with so much leading up to it, it's quite a pressure for the author to make sure that the ending delivers for the readers who've invested so much in it, so much disbelief to go with him for his fantasy. But it's such a clever book because you've got all these different stories because of all the different lives that she leads. And there is this humour and lightness of touch, as well as obviously the sadness and regret that she's dealing with. And also there's wisdom in it because the things that she discovers, the conclusions that she comes to about the life that she led and the lives that she could have led, that's all quite profound, and it does make you think. So you're enjoying the story as well as pondering big life thoughts and decisions, I suppose.
You're right. It really, because it is really deep, and it isn't just about the things you do, it's the way you are as well, isn't it? The sort of person you are, and if maybe you're a bit shy about doing it, makes you look at all of those things, doesn't it?
But also the impact that you have on other people's lives, because she was so full of regret for the things that she felt she hadn't achieved in her life. And one of the storylines is that she visits a different view of that life and realizes how she affected individuals in a way she had no idea. I mean, there are negative things, but there are also real positive things that she had no idea she was having such an influence on somebody. And through approaching her life this way, she was able to see it. Obviously, we can't see that about our lives, but it's very encouraging when you think how you could be helping people and contributing some good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, as you say, having been told to read it and read it. It's a bit of a pressure, isn't it?
It is, yes. But then it's so nice when you can actually agree with others, isn't it? I mean, we all have differing views on books, which is part of the joy of a book club, to hear different people's perspectives. But it's also nice when you do share a view on a book and you can speak together about what it meant to you. I think it's very special.
And if people are going to miss this feature, and I'm sure some people will because they've read along with us, that have a look at your website, because you do. I mean, I don't know if you're running other book clubs at the moment. Did you run some online? Yes. While you were, yeah.
Well, yes, because I've been hosting Browser's Bookshop book club for some time in Woodbridge, but of course we couldn't meet, so we ran it online through Zoom, which worked very well considering. I mean, it's quite difficult dealing with the technology, isn't it? But we've been running that throughout the lockdown situation, and unfortunately we'll have to continue for a little while longer until we can find a way to meet together, but hopefully that won't be much longer now.
But that opens it up to people who are not necessarily in Woodbridge, doesn't it? So you might find that you could pick up people from all over the place.
That's right. We have had people from all over Suffolk, and some from, I think one lady was from Leicester, but she was thinking of moving to Woodbridge eventually. So she was dipping her foot in the water there.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. And I know you have got some book events coming up, haven't you?
Yes. So there are hopefully a couple to be confirmed in Woodbridge soon. But I'm also hosting Simon Garfield, who's a non-fiction writer. He's written a book about dogs, which, of course, have been very high profile and very very much a companion in this time. And he's written a book called Dog's Best Friend, which he'll be talking about to me at the Cut in Halesworth later this month. So it's a Sunday afternoon, and that's going to be on Zoom. But the Cut are doing various events during the year. Some of them are going to still be on Zoom, but others are going to be in person. So next month, the gardening writer Anna Pavord is going to be speaking. She wrote a book, The Tulip, all about the history and social impact of the tulip, which was fascinating. So that'll be interesting. And also, of course, we've got Felixstowe Book Festival coming up next month, the end of June. And that's got a mix of online and in-person events. They've got authors like Esther Freud and Ellie Griffiths, also the science writer Richard Dawkins and Terry Waite. So quite a mix of fiction and non-fiction there. And again, just really opens it up, doesn't it? If you can't actually get there in person, then you can follow all the streamed events.
I think it's really clever, and I have a feeling that it might be something that stays with us, that it, you know, because not everyone can travel, not everyone wants to, but if you want to take part online and do something, then you can as well. And I think it's quite clever of Felixstowe Book Festival to do that mixture of physical and online events as well. It'd be interesting to see how it goes. If people want to have a look at your website, you review lots of books, don't you? So lots of book suggestions as well. It's more about books.com, is that right? Have I got it right?
That's right, yes, yeah. Thank you, yes. And there's a newsletter as well. So I do a weekly newsletter of book recommendations, and you can sign up for that on the website as well.
I get that on my private email, just in case you didn't know. So it does appear on my slide. Can I say a big thank you for because this, I don't know how long you've been doing it, but it is quite a long time, isn't it?
It is. I think it's best not to actually add up the years, because the time has flown by. It's been such a pleasure to talk about books. So.
Well, I love talking about books as well. But thank you so much. And we will talk again, because we'll talk about events and some of your events that you've got as well. So I'm sure we'll chat again. But thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
She's going to sob. Go away sobbing. Catherine, thank you very much. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Catherine Lana. So we're resting the feature at the moment, our book club. We will still talk about books, but we just won't be doing it on a monthly basis. And Catherine's looked after that for us for ages and ages. So have a look at her website. So if you're missing the fact that we're not going to be talking about a specific book every month and you want a suggestion for a book, then have a look at her website, because she features loads of them. Moreaboutbooks.com, moreaboutbooks.com. And there we were talking about The Midnight Library by Matt Haig, which we both absolutely love.